Ohio University is angering many free speech advocates and alumni with its new Freedom of Expression policy. It is an interim policy that bans demonstrations and sit-ins inside campus buildings unless protesters first have the permission of the university. Joining us now on Skype is Andrea Tortora. She's one of the OU alums and former writers for the student newspaper The Post, who have been critical of the new policy. Andrea, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
This new policy grew out of an incident in February. Remind us what happened there.
Back then, students were peaceably protesting at Baker Center, which is the student union, and 70 students, including a student journalist, were arrested. And we felt that their rights to freedom of expression were not upheld in that incident.
So you and many other former Post writers have been very critical of this new policy. Is that your same position, that their rights are not being upheld, or why fight this?
We feel that to have a top-notch university, you need to have more free speech, not less. The university as a whole has a very long tradition going back to the 1960s and later of honoring freedom of expression and students' rights to share their opinions. And, you know, OU has a top-notch journalism school that is supported by the Scripps Howard Foundation. That foundation has as its a key part of its mission to uphold the First Amendment and support a free press across the country.
I think it's fair to say that sit-ins are, by their very definition, meant to be disruptive. Do administrators have any kind of point here at all? I mean, is it reasonable that they try to limit these, or at least try to find some middle ground?
Certainly, we understand the motivation to come up with perhaps a new policy. We're living in interesting times right now. But what is also concerning about this policy is that the university did not even follow its own rules for putting such a policy in place. Faculty, students, staff, alumni were not given a chance to react to it. And that is not typical of what the university usually does when it institutes such a new policy.
It needs to be said that this is, again, an interim policy. Administrators are asking for feedback until October 6th. What happens after that?
Well, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on things. I and more than 30 other alumni, the same group that was concerned back in February, we are planning to reach out to administrators and others to raise awareness about this, and to make sure that students and anyone on campus are able to express their thoughts.
Andrea Tortora is part of a group of Ohio University alumni opposing OU's new interim policy that bans indoor demonstrations unless protesters first get the permission of the university. Ms. Tortora, thanks again.
Thank you.